Massimo, my old friend. 3 days is a great day when you are here. But today is your most fortunate day.
Those giraffes you sold me, they weren't made. They just walk around eating and not mating. You sold me queer giraffes. I want my money back.
Not a chance.
That's why I keep music all around my bed. so I can confiscate the heart to be led in the wrong direction, Frisky. Tickle on the Jones's head. Turn off the lights and go to bed. I don't ever, ever stop the rainbow. I don't think so, at least. To the fucking Frisky afternoon feast. And the jailer wanna keep it in check. Gonna check with my tailor. On the Jones's head. Turn on the light and go to bed. Under understanding power of a little horn. Fly in the wrong pressure. Make from the slow stand. Yeah. Slow down, baby. When the wind's so strong. I don't overwork it. Rest of your home. You can't touch your fish game.
Where you gonna run? Ooh, ooh. like to go back home and take it easy. There's a woman that I'd like to get to know, living there. Everybody seems to wonder what it's like down there. I think about back home, it's cool and breezy. I wish that I could be there right now, just passing time. Everybody seems to wonder what it's like down there.
Hi, I'm Katie Yoslin. This is a little awkward for me. To be perfectly honest, we don't have a video. We had a really great idea, but because of my touring schedule, we didn't have the time to make it. So, I don't have anything. But I thought I would at least come out and play the song for you. It's called Come Next Monday. And I would tell you what we would have done if we'd had the time to do it. Let me turn it up a little bit. Okay. We were going to make a classic musical love story set in the style of those great 1930s horror films. The whole thing was going to take place in this creepy old dungeon laboratory. I was going to be the innocent bride.
Come next month. Like sugar, honey. Come next Monday, I'm gonna give up on you.
You know how those things go.
It's racial, son.
Boy meets girl.
Excess baggage. Too much work for a little heart to do. Self-denial is never easy, baby.
At first, things were a little rocky.
Ain't gonna call you after a day or two. Ain't gonna miss you, honey. And even if I do, I'll never tell you. You never ever know how hard it is to let you go.
And of course, they do dance real pretty.
Stronger. Some of the Mondays that I've been through. Temptation Tuesday might be sorry. But come next Monday, I'm gonna give up on.
Oh, then there was my favorite scene.
After a day or two, ain't gonna miss you, honey. And even if I do, I'll never tell you.
In the end, I take the big gloves back. Up happening is on our wedding night, Castle burns down. We move to New York, take a suite at the Plaza. Frank writes a best-selling self-help book on how he got himself together. And I open an antique store on 2nd Avenue. Ha! Would have been great! But there's no sense in crying over spilled milk. I hope you like the song anyway. I don't know. Maybe we can use the idea for something else. Thank you for your understanding. Come on, Veenie.
It's nice to have pride about your shit. I went home to the motherland, and everybody should go home to Africa. Everybody, especially black people. Really, man, there is so much to see there for the eye and the heart of the black people. Because white people, you'll go there and you get ideas.
Well, that's the way the black people in America should be, walking around with sticks. You get the wrong idea.
But man, you go, I went to the motherland, my roots, right? 700 million black people, not one of them motherfuckers knew me. I looked in every phone book in Africa. I didn't find one goddamn prior. I saw one familiar name, J-Bo Walker. I called that up, they say he's in Arizona. One thing I got out of it was magic I like to share with you, you know, it's like I was leaving and I was sitting in the hotel, and a voice said to me, he said, look around, what do you see? And I said, I see all colors of people doing everything, you know? And the voice said, do you see any niggas? I said, no. And I said, you know why? Because there aren't any. And it hit me like a shot, man. I started crying and shit. I was sitting there, I said, yeah, I've been here 3 weeks. I haven't even said it. I haven't even thought it. And it made me say, oh my God, I've been wrong. I've been wrong. I got to regroup my shit. I mean, I said, I ain't gonna never call another black man a nigga. You know, because we never was no niggas. That's a word that's used to describe our own wretchedness. And we perpetuate it now because it's dead. That word's dead. We men and women, we come from the first people on the earth. You know, the first people on the earth were black people. Because anthropologists, white anthropologists.
So the white people go, that could be true, you know.
Yeah, Dr. Leakey and them found people remains 5 million years ago in Africa. You know them motherfuckers didn't speak French. So black people, we the first people had thought, right? We was the first one to say, where the fuck am I? And how do you get to Detroit? So you can take it for what it's worth. I know, like, I ain't, but I'm just talking about my feelings about it. And I don't want them hip white people coming up to me calling me no nigga or telling me nigga jokes. I don't like it. I'm just telling you, it's uncomfortable to me. I don't like it when black people say it to me. I really don't no more. It's nothing. It don't mean nothing. So I love y'all, and you take that with you. I guess y'all say.
Richmond had fell. to school. Oh. Well, I went to school. Well, I went to school in Olympia. And everyone's the same. What do you do with a revolution?
Wow. words I thought I'd never speak. Awake and unafraid, asleep or dead. 'Cause I see you lying next to me with words I thought I'd never speak. Awake and unafraid.
Prophecy. A child will sit